thing.
I'm going to, I went backwards, actually. Normally open in prayer, and I'll open us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and this opportunity as we come together to do the work of the township. We ask, Lord, that as we do this with an open heart, and that we come together to agree to disagree at times of that. And that, Lord, that we can get our work done honestly and earnestly as we do this. For it's in your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
If I can have a roll call, please.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And Jim's excused, gentlemen.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Chairman, do you mind giving the date and the time at the beginning? I'm not sure the recorder got it.
Okay, so today is May 23rd, 2023, and we opened a meeting, I believe it was 12:02.
Thank you.
And I'm going to start off with old business. I see none. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
New business. I'm going to ask Patty to come up. Just a typo that you weren't in there. You'll be in there in the next one.
Ghosted me.
Yes. And Patty, you're with. Let people know who you are and who you're with, since it's not on here.
I'm Patty Spencer. I am the area Southwest Area Commission zoning chair. And you're all within the Southwest Area Commission borders, so I'm here to share Columbus information with you that you can have access to. First off, I'd like to thank Ralph and John for coming to our meeting. I hope it was informative.
It was.
Is that a good thing?
No, it was very good, because one of the things that, and if I can speak on about your meeting, and it's ironic because we have different things here today to talk about. AEP was at your meeting, and they were speaking about the rates in June going up by 12%.
Whoa.
AEP encouraged people to look for their own supplier, and that they are in the business of transportation lines, and that they only do repairs. They get paid irregardless. I forget what year it was. AEP no longer supplies electric. They buy on the grid. They are out there.
2001.
2001. Thank you, sir. So 2001, they no longer supply. What they do is they go back out on the market, and then we pay based what they say we're going to pay. However, even if you go to a outside source, that what's going to happen is they still have a transportation cost. They still maintain the lines, the delivery, and et cetera. So you are allowed to contract. You're allowed to shop your own suppliers. I felt that was very good for Ralph to be there to hear that, because we have a speaker today that's going to be speaking on this as well. So it was very informative that we were there, and to hear AEP's opinion on it was incredible what they were saying.
Yeah. One thing I do want to let you know about, I jumped to another carrier and I immediately jumped back. They had given me a cost per kilowatt hour that was three times, once I started digging deeper, what AEP was actually charging. So if you go to Jump, check your actual AEP bill, and on the right hand side down below in all this verbiage, it tells you what they charge as your kilowatt hour versus what they may charge you, and they're supposed to charge you less, not more. My bill jumped from 300 to 6. I went immediately. I went back because I couldn't afford it.
Was you allowed to cancel that immediately?
I'm sorry?
Was you allowed to cancel?
Oh yeah. It took a month though. It took them a month. I mean, really, all they had to do was probably do.
Right, I know.
But, so I was stuck with, yeah. So just check your bills and make sure that what they are telling you, these other companies,
is what they're doing.
are going to be helpful. Okay, so back to my regular stuff. I have here in front of me, and I'll pass this along, copies. One of the things Columbus was talking about was illegal dumping. Mm-hmm. And I know you address that a lot here, but you also travel outside of the confines of Franklin Township. So if you see dumping in other areas, call 311 and report it. And that information is in there. There's also a new program called ModCon Living's Tool Library. And it doesn't say, when I read the information, it did not say that it was specific to Columbus residents. But it's a tool library that you can rent tools from. So if you're, it's a library. If you're checking something out for 21 days and you can have a membership fee if you like. I thought it was pretty interesting, and I don't know how many of you do a lot of DIYs at home, but this might be helpful to you. The last page is our Central Ohio Everybody's Hotline. Everything. Domestic violence, anti-violence organization, child abuse hotline, mental health, Huckleby House, emergency homeless shelters hotline, Central Ohio food kitchens and pantries, pregnancy, prenatal care hotline, mom-to-mom support group, and general health. So just sharing that with all of you that if you need it, got it. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions from the audience? Hearing none, we're going to move on. We have a speaker that I did not see on the agenda, but you're here.
Yep.
Trouble. You want to introduce yourself and step up? And it's ironic that we spoke about AEP because you explain what you do.
Yes, my name is Scott Belcastro, and I'm here from Treyvell. And I did pass out, so I don't know if the trustees actually need it. But we are a community aggregation consultant, and the recent rates, we've been saying for years that these aggregations, meaning we go into a community, pull together the loads of electric through a public forum such as this, and vet the process to get you a rate that's better than the utility. The problem with shopping on your own, energy is not as simple as just saying, well, 6 is less than 8, I got a great deal. There's regulatory issues, there's contract language, there's tons of things that are built into these agreements that can get you the gotcha moment. And I've never believed in that. Aggregation, which the PUCO, and I brought just a few things out here. I don't think you guys need them, but you're welcome to have them. I don't think I have enough for the whole group, so. You guys can, I'll leave it here, but this is really the announcement from the PUCO telling you guys where rates are headed in June and how to get a better rate and go shop on your own. Specifically to you, the rate right now is 7.49 and it's going to go in June to 11.844. It's a 56% increase in the cost of your energy. Look, we run over 120 programs in Ohio successfully. I put some of the communities, larger communities, last round, over $1.5 million back into the community in savings total. Like, if you take all of your savings and add it up, it's over $1.5 million. I know we can do the same things for you guys. And this rate is gonna change again next year, next June. So it's 1 year at a time. It's built by these auctions. So the auctions set the prices. And I just want you guys to know that by pulling together the loads of electric, we can save you money. We've done it in Madison Township for now 8 to 10 years. Hamilton Township, which isn't too far, Pleasant, Prairie, okay? Almost all of Delaware County we've done. And so what we would, this has to be a ballot issue. And some of you may know, I looked, Trustee Fleshman, it was 10 years ago. It's been 10 years since we put this issue on the ballot last time where it didn't pass here, unfortunately. But times are different, right? What's that?
Nobody told anybody anything on the ballot.
Well, we did.
But the township people, and I live houses away, we heard nothing.
Yeah.
And I do mean nothing. The guy was here. Yeah.
I was here. I went door to door in your entire community and sent out 3 different mailings to your community. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. It may not have gotten to you. It doesn't. That's irrelevant. I mean, I can tell you this time, I'm here again. I think things are a lot different than they used to be. Here's some things, FAQs, frequently asked questions that we've put together. So if you want to learn a little bit more about it, there it is. But trustees, I'm here this afternoon to just say, you know, we just did the city of Lima, and that with another broker in 2018 didn't pass. Due to our educational process, it passed. And maybe we can get help from some of you who took an interest to be here today and tell me how to be better at my job. How can I communicate better? How do I get back out there? Is there a Facebook? Is there a group that meets every Wednesday somewhere? I don't care where it is. I'll set up shop at a coffee house and I'm talking to people. You know, whatever it takes to get the information out, I want to do that because it's going to be to your benefit. Right now, we're closing programs with 4 to 4.5 cents off a kilowatt hour. That's huge. It's over 36% savings to you, the resident. So I'm definitely interested in hearing trustees, if you want to put it on the November ballot. I think we've already got 6 to 8 communities going. And so we would definitely like to hear from you.
So just to catch people up from 10 years ago, we looked at putting this on the ballot. I can't remember how much it failed by. But generally what this would be is a yes and no vote. If it's above 50%, 51%, say it passes, then all of us would get our energy from one company with the rates that he's saying. Nothing changes as far as our service. We still get our bill from AEP, is that correct?
Correct.
Nothing changes other than what we pay per month on our own personal bills.
There's no early termination fee. You can still budget bill, and you know the programs. Unfortunately, you've been down that road. We've saved people money, maybe not every single month on a 2-year agreement, but of that, maybe 20 months, 18 months, but overall.
It wasn't your company.
I know it wasn't mine. I'm not a supplier. I'm a consultant, just like your insurance agent. I represent you. If they hire me, then I represent you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the agreements are in your favor, that we've gone out in the market at the right time, that we vetted the process correctly. We'll do it publicly here. You can come and ask questions. You can drill me all you want. I've been doing this a long time, and that's probably why we're now the, I think when I talked to you, maybe I had 30, 40 programs. Now I'm over 120 communities, and I'm over 160, 170 combined electric and natural gas programs in the state of Ohio, and we're now moving into other states. So
if this would pass, sir,
yep.
Tell the people, if let's just say it passes, I voted no. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Can I opt out?
Yeah, so you want to always vote yes because it gives you more choice at the ballot. But let's just say I send the opt-out letter to you and you say, geez, you know, I don't want to be a part of this at all. It's free. You can just leave. And not only that, you can leave anytime you want. There's no risk to you. It's a risk decision. It's your financial home decision. You can even try it for 3 months. As she said, it's called the price to compare. It's in bold and it's on the right side of your bill. The rate that we have versus what the utility is. You know, this is not a all win game. You have to just want it. Like right now, we're going to be somewhere about 6.8, anywhere from 6.6 to 6.9 rates, and the utility's going to 11.84. I just did 120 of these things in 70 days. So I think if you were in that position, you'd benefit, would you not? I mean, rates have gone up in the last 2 years. We were closing deals at 4.5 cents a kilowatt hour. So it's a huge increase that you guys are having to put up with right now.
You have a question.
Where is that?
If this gets put on the ballot and it passes,
yep.
Is it mandatory that everybody in Franklin County take it?
Is this going to be a township question?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, if you have your own supplier that you've chosen already, we don't take you out of that. By law, we leave you where you're at, where you've chosen your supplier. However, the good thing is, if the contract that you're in expires, you can go out and shop on your own again, or you can look at what our program, the township's program is, and join it. And so, trustees, I want to just say something that's applicable to you. Some people say, well, I can shop. 35%, 36% of all AEP customers have shopped on their own. This program is not for those people. They can continue to shop if they're going to stay on top of it. We all know what happens when you shop and then you forget about it, right? What happens?
Price goes up.
That doesn't happen with this program. But the point is, 65% haven't shopped. 65% will be getting the 11.84 cents per kilowatt rate, and you, the people in the aggregation, will not. You will be getting just taking an average 6.8 cents versus the 11.4. That's what the program is for, those people who are not shopping, who would have gotten a huge rate hike, but they won't because these trustees were proactive in helping you. So that's where I'm at. Go ahead, question.
Isn't it likely that gas prices are going to increase more than electric, and it would be good to consider both electric and gas by the township in a situation like this?
Yes. You're exactly right. I have brought a resolution for both electric and gas because this summer, everybody, just we have subscribed to weather models service, and it's no surprise. Just go look online. But this is supposed to be because of El Nino. We're supposed to have one of the hottest summers on record.
Correct.
What does that mean? We're running air conditioning a lot, right?
Oh no.
So natural gas is going to get run up, just like you said. We know that because when they got rid of the coal in Ohio, they didn't get rid of it, but they cut it back drastically. Yeah. Now you have nothing to even out. You either run an electric plant on coal or natural gas.
Correct.
Well, guess what? There's no more coal. So now natural gas just runs out of control price-wise as demand goes up. Again, through aggregation, we can lock you in at a fixed rate. If rates ever went down and our rate wasn't good, you can do what?
Drop out.
For free.
Can we sign up for something like that just now? Or do we have to wait on it to come on the ballot?
Well, we have to put aggregation through a ballot issue. I can get you signed up with me if you feel that.
How much advertisement have you done?
A lot.
To alert people.
I spent thousands of dollars here back then, and I'll do it again because I do believe that this is a program worth having. And I think that my company specifically created an educational process back in 9 of 2010 because we didn't believe, as was going on in the industry at the time, they just put it on the ballot and 88% of them passed. People didn't even know what it was, right? I don't agree with that. I think you need to educate people, bring them up to speed, and then let them make an educated decision. So that's how we do it. And I will do that again here. If the
Mr. Levins has a question.
Are you working with Gatna Township?
Where at?
Gatna.
Yeah. That's a disaster out there.
But the aggregate is working with them, correct?
Yes. Yep.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my only question.
Yep, no worries.
You're in Aetna now, currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's days when I wish I wasn't, but that's a whole other day.
Two questions. What's the population of Franklin Township, and does what you do in terms of working out a contract or agreement vary depending on what the population size is? You mentioned Lima, which is probably a much larger population than Franklin Township. Do you have better rates or better programs depending upon the population size that you're working with?
Yeah, that's a yes and no question. I'm sorry. But it is and it isn't. So let me explain myself. When you have large groups of buying power, which is what we have, you get better rates, tend to get better rates because the suppliers skinny up their profit margins.
Correct.
However, think of energy markets similar to stock market. If I go out today and buy 20,000 shares of Microsoft for $128 a share, and then she wants to buy one share, how much does she pay?
A lot more.
100? No. Shares are just whatever the market is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's $128 whether I get one or 20,000. Same in energy. You don't just, there's not these tiers where I've taken over 100 million kilowatt hours. It's the same price. The difference is the suppliers will fight, you know, really hard the way we do it, because we take it to an RFP, request for a proposal. So we let them fight it out to get better. So that's how you get better deals.
That's a good question.
What's the population size?
A little over 10,000 or less census. Do you know the exact?
Which is a little
over. Be around 3,000 households. We think in terms of households, because you have three people in a household, but it's only 1 meter. So, yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. 1 meter, not how many people.
Yeah, it's
actually, I think the population of the township is a little over 11,000.
Is it? Cause I know that. I knew we were over to 10. But so it may be 11.
Yeah. Just remember, some of every household is like 3.2 people. I don't know how you get 0.2, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
It's gotta be the pets in the house.
Yes, gotta be the dog.
So,
or the cat.
So. Even though our next step is, obviously, our administrator, we're going to speak with him. We also have a trustee that is not here. We probably would need how much time to talk about this and see if we want to put this on the ballot, because that would be our next step. So we would have an executive or so to talk about that. So there wouldn't be anything that we can do today. But is there any information that you would want to leave? If there are people in this room that would like to say, I would like to sign up for you.
Yes.
And while the process is happening, because we're talking October, November.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what savings they could save through the summer.
Yes. So here's what we can do for you. For those of you who want to wait and see if, you know, the trustees, if they decide to put it on the November ballot, it will take time to get the program up and running. In the meantime, I'll leave my business cards. I've got a few handouts here. You guys are welcome to them. You can reach out to the trustees and get the information of my contact. We'll put you in a program that's short in term that then coincides with, we can transfer you into the aggregation once we get it up and running. All right? And we'll just manage it that way. I'll keep you on a Franklin Township list that we manage behind the scenes. And when the aggregation gets moving, we'll just transfer you into the program.
So what kind of savings would that be? Because when I'm, here's the reason, because I know what I want to do for me, but if it's going up to 11 something, right?
Yep.
In June, and if people in this room wanted to jump over now, you would be at 8 something, is that correct?
We'd probably be somewhere about upper 6s, low 7s, 7.1, 7.2 maybe.
So that's half.
Oh yeah, well, not quite, but yes, it's a lot. It's a
6 and 6 is 12.
Well,
and they're going to 11, so it's almost half.
Yeah. So, you know, as you guys know, we continue to be a large township supporter. We're a township association supporter, Franklin County Township Association supporter, and we definitely would like to hear from you. And anybody in this, again, the fact that you came here on new Tuesday, you know, if they decide to move forward, I could use everybody's help getting the word out in any manner, you know, whether it's Facebook or door to door, your neighbor, just get the word out that this is going to be helpful. All right.
So, is there any other questions?
I have one more question. What if we got family that doesn't live in Franklin County? don't live over here in the Grove, wherever Grove County is, Jackson Township, I think.
Yep.
And we say, hey, people, look.
My company, although we're specialized in aggregation programs, we do commercial and residential all over Ohio. So just have them reach out to me. We'll manage it, all right?
Okay. So any other questions? Hearing none, I thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for the time.
Look forward to it. And can you hand me one of your cards? I want to be one to make sure I have one for me. I know I've got, is it on my information?
It's probably.
Let me have yep. one also, please.
Thank you. I just gave yours away, by the way.
I got it right here, the 877 number.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry, I'll get you a card.
That's okay. As long as it's the same number, that's all okay. I need. Let me just write it on here.
I thought you had more than that back there.
I can't help you. I'm sitting in Columbus.
Well, you're in my program anyhow.
I okay.
So what are we going to do? We're going to discuss.
So,
see if we're going to put it on the ballot.
Yeah. So basically, Mr. Horn, what we would need to do next is get with Mr. Leisure. I think we need to have an executive.
Right.
Have a discussion. Also, give our administrator a chance to digest and see if this is. You know, everything that's going on with this and see what his opinion is, and then we would, at our next meeting, decide if we're going to put it on the ballot.
Okay, now this is the same
company that
we did have.
Yes.
Him on the ballot at one time.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We did.
Yeah, so I recall that, and it's been several years,
10 years ago.
8 or 10 years ago.
Is it 13?
When we updated your resolution, I was like, wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more gray hairs.
Well.
Yeah.
I got less.
So I understand now.
Yeah.
You're looking at trying to get the aggregation for natural gas, too, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
We may as well combine it.
And that would be on the ballot with the electric.
Different issues, but yes.
Okay.
Yep. They tend to be voted.
Well, generally speaking, we've got a pretty good little crowd here. What's everybody think about it so far? Are they real interesting? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we
okay. Consensus kind of show. Show of hands if you think that would be interesting to see on the ballot. Okay.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Majority, I'm sure you get
okay. So thank you guys for going out. I hate to put people on the spot to say raise your hand, but it just gives us, as trustees, an area that we see that there is a need for this. So that's what we're here for. Okay, we're going to move on.
Audience needs to be quiet, John.
Yeah. If I can have everyone's attention, because these are being recorded, we got a lot of sidebars going. We need to just try to keep talking to a minimum. Moving on, we're going to move to the police chief. Byron Smith is not here. Do we have anything for police chief?
Yeah.
Do we know, sir? Okay. We don't have the sheriff here either. I'm moving to the fire department, Mr. Arnold.
Nothing for you.
Nothing for you. Okay. And do we know if we'll be able to handle that street possibly today to help?
They're already doing it.
They're doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Road Department, Mr. Stevens is out, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fiscal Department, Marguerite is not here, so you've got that, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then do you want to, as we do, well, we're not down to that point. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So we'll do a motions for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from May 5th, 2023 through May the 23rd, 2023 in the amount of $48,150.09, and payroll paid on May the 12th in the amount of $173,988.67 for a combined total of $222,138.76 from check number 69052 to 69094 and electronic vouchers from 752-2023 through 828-2023, and there are exhibits for you.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on this matter, I'd ask for a second.
A second.
And ma'am, when you're ready for a roll call.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused.
Yes.
Thank you. And then it appears that, because I was out, but Steve may know a little bit more about the, we have a supplemental appropriation number 7. If the board has any questions specifically about the supplemental, Steve, do you have the answers for that?
Yeah, let me grab that.
Because it has to do with,
A little bit of a refresh.
Yeah, I believe it has to do with the police protection and capital outlay, Steve. Yeah. Is that kind of?
Right.
Been a while since we talked about that.
The $2,000 for police protection, we have a resolution for that, is to purchase additional drop sticks.
Oh, that's right.
For traffic control. And then we have $10,000 for the property on Brown Road.
Okay. That's for the cleanup, correct?
Yes. And then there's some additional funds, and I'll have to find that paperwork. It deals with replacing the signage out in front of this building.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
Second.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Yes. That's going to be John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
Okay.
And that's all.
And yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. When you say the house on Brown Road, are you talking about the dump down there?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And we can talk about that once we get through all this, because usually at the end is when we open up for questions. Thank you. Okay. I lost my track. We voted, right?
Yes, everything's...
Okay, good. So now we're moving on to the administrator, Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. I have to tell you that we had to add a couple resolutions or kind of some emergencies.
Okay.
We took care of today. And there are matters that have to be taken care of immediately. This is one of the first ones. This is Resolution 2023-065. Resolution adopting policies regarding the submission of resolutions by department heads. Be it resolved, resolutions are to be completed and available for review by the Board of Trustees not less than 48 hours before scheduled meeting.
If there's no further question on that, I'd ask for a second.
No, second.
Steve, you said that number was 065 resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Right. Horn, just stack them separate, okay, if you would, down there.
Right. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
This is a resolution addressing the supplemental appropriations number 7 that we just spoke about. It's Resolution 2023-066. Resolution provides supplemental appropriations number 7 for the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023.
We just did that one, Steve.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure we didn't have to vote on it again.
If you want to just turn those upside down right there,
yeah,
I would move them right there.
Yeah,
one pile.
Yeah,
and then I'll just hand you these since we're shorthanded one person, so that way we make sure that. Let me do it this way, Mr. Horn.
Yeah.
That way you know those are the pile.
Yeah, separate them there.
Okay.
The next resolution is 2023-067, resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator, whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve, incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code.
If there's no further question on that, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
And whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Okay. John?
There's a number on that, Steve.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused.
6-7, okay.
Mr. Horn? If you sign that one.
The next resolution is 2023-068, resolution approving the use of ARPA funds for 4 AEDs for the Franklin Township Police Department. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $10,000 specific to the purchase of 4 AEDs for the Township Police Department.
I would second that. Excuse me. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
And when you're ready, ma'am.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
The next resolution is 2023-069, resolution approving the use of ARPA funds to purchase a new sign for the administrative building. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $2,500 specific to the purchase of a new building sign for 2193 Frank Road.
If there's no further discussion in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'm sorry.
And when you're ready, ma'am.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim is excused.
The next resolution is 2023-070, resolution authorizing participation in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program for BWC. Whereas Franklin Township has received an offer to participate in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program effective July 1, 2023. For the enrollment period of January 1, 2024 through January 31st, 2024.
And we've done this in the past, correct?
Every year.
If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
A second.
And when you're ready, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused.
Next resolution I have is 2023-071, approval to contract with Biotrauma 911 Inc. for the cleanup of 1053 Brown Road. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 505.87, authorizing Biotrauma 911 Inc. to remove garbage, refuse, and debris from 1053 Brown Road, which is located in the unincorporated area of Franklin Township at a cost not to exceed $6,000.
If there's no further question on the matter, I would ask for a second.
Second.
Hearing that, ma'am,
will you ready? Second to get that jump out of there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim's excused.
And will you let us know when that's going to take place?
I'm
going to
schedule with the company today, yes, sir.
Okay.
Now that will be billed against the property, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. It there's a tax duplicate on the property.
Okay.
The next resolution is 2023-072, approving enrollment with the Ohio Deferred Compensation Clause 507B program. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the acceptance of the Roth 457B option to the Township Employee Deferred Compensation Plan.
What has changed in this, if any?
It's a new program that Deferred Comp is offering to employees.
Yeah, there's no charge to the Township.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
Yeah, I'll second.
Now, would the board at all, at any part, be involved in this?
They can be. If you're paying into the deferred comp, yes. It's just another program that they're offering with the other investment modules that they have as well.
Okay. And then we will notify who's to reach out to be able to talk to, so you'll let us know.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And Jim's excuse. Thank you.
Oops, sorry, John.
The
next resolution is 2023-073, accepting the resignation of the Township's fiscal officer. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and accepts the resignation of fiscal officer Marguerite Trodden, effective May 31st, 2023.
With regret, I thought we had a really good person, which we did, we do. If there's no further questions on this, I would ask for a second.
Oh, a second.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim's excused, thank you.
The next resolution is 2023-074, resolution approving the use of ARPA funds for traffic stop sticks to be used by the Franklin Township Police Department. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $2,000 specific to the purchase of traffic stop sticks for Franklin, for the Franklin Township Police Department.
If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim's excused. Thank you.
Must be some heavy stuff.
Yeah, I think they are heavy. Yeah. Well, that kind of ties into this next resolution.
Yeah.
Next resolution is 2023-075, resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Tim Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning May 10, 2023 through May 19, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers for Article 24 of the collective bargaining agreement.
So let me ask you on this, I just want to make sure that we're clear. Is the 80 hours in which we are asking in line with, is everything in line paperwork-wise?
Yes.
And everything's been approved?
Yes, sir.
With that being heard, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Jim's excused. That, thank you.
Excuse me, that was a two.
I'm glad you asked that question.
I will every time.
That was a 2 week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No. It's an extenuation. We give Officer Myers 80 hours.
Okay.
And this is related to a stop stick injury?
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, thank you.
All right, the next resolution, Resolution 2023-076, it's rescinding Resolution 2023-029. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to rescind the following resolution, 2023-029, you'll have an exhibit for that, addressing the installation of an accessible handicap parking sign at 1639 Eastbrook. A revised resolution, 2023-068, is being submitted to the Board for approval at this public meeting. In order to validate the accessible handicap parking with the Franklin County Municipal Court, as stated in Resolution 2023-068.
I think that you may have the
6-8's wrong
streets or
Eastbrook. Is that
Mr.
That's 076?
Yes, it's Eastbrook Drive, not Eastville Drive.
Is that?
I've got Eastbrook.
I've got Eastbrook. Yeah, you said 6-8, and 6-8 was divided by AUDs.
Is that Resolution 076, where it says 6-8, or 6? I have Resolution 076.
So it should be, you have 7-6. 7-6 is rescinding, so the new resolution should be 7-7.
Let me get this situated.
Right, because you were saying 6-8, which is the purchase of the four AEDs.
Well, in this resolution, it says, as stated in Resolution 2023-68.
Mine is 7-6.
Well, 7-6 is to rescind.
I have that.
Okay, but you're making a new resolution, and you're referring to 6-8, which is four AEDs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I have in the resolution. So
is there a resolution number that we can give this?
So we need to see if it's been given, like maybe it's just a typo.
I have 77.
Okay.
Now, my point is, it's not Eastfield Drive.
Yes, 77 is an acting accessible parking space on East Book Drive. So it should be 077.
So in resolution 76.
Right, you just need to change the language that says 068.
To 077.
Correct, sir. Yes.
And Mr. Horn, you had a question regards to the address of 1639 East
Brook.
East Brook.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So this would be for parking out in front of the home? Or do they not?
No. Oh, well, it's not a parking lot. It's a handicap sign, no parking sign there.
Right.
That's what it does.
So is on East Brook, so this is for a spot in front of someone's home?
Correct.
And do they not have driveways?
They do.
This is for the bus to pick up the child.
No, that helps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
they have a special need child. The bus needs to pull.
They said a handicapped bus had to pick up this child for schooling and things of that nature.
Right, but the resolution, it could, and for the people in the audience.
Right, it's going to be for a residential home.
Right.
Because the problem becomes that there's parking on both sides of the street, and it's not necessarily a lot of room for the bus to get in because they need to drop a gate to bring in a special chair. You know,
so that makes sense.
And if there's cars parked on both sides, they can't drop the gate, so they need a special spot in front of the home to pull to the side and be able to do that with the child.
With that being heard, I would ask for a second.
Oh, a second.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
All right, so we're on track. I'll give you resolution 077. Resolution number 2023-077. Resolution enacting regulations for the parking of vehicles and the designation and creation of a special parking location on a designated street and right-of-way in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, regarding East Brook Drive.
Yes, sir.
So we're back on track here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That was perfect. You got it right on top.
So this here is needed for the handicap?
To absolutely legally register with the Municipal County Court.
Okay.
So there will be a fine.
Usually $500.
Well, I believe it tells you here. It's in the legal notice.
Well, John, if you recall,
shall be a $270 fine.
Yeah, so. Refresh your memory. We have had some issues there before with the bus. You remember the bus deal?
Yeah. And I have no problem with that, and especially
Ms.
Watkins was addressing us makes perfect sense. Yeah. It just kind of caught my. I'm thinking I know that area. I thought they had driveways, but when you have a special needs, I'm going to call it special needs bus, would that be right?
Special needs,
because it's an individual bus separate from the normal school buses. They have to stop, they're going to be there for some time, and then also it's walking the road, so this way they can pull to the right, safely load the child, and the cars can still go through the roadway.
Right, instead of taking up the middle.
Right.
The MRDD furnishes transportation and so forth.
Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Horn, if I may, if there's no further question on this, I'd ask for a second before we get off track.
Yeah, second.
Okay, John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Thank you.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, and Jim's excused.
You good?
Yes, sir.
And as I stated earlier, Chairman, there's a couple more resolutions that need our immediate attention.
Okay.
And they were not on the agenda. The first resolution is 2023-078. Approve assistant fiscal officer to sign documents per the ORC 507.021A. Be it resolved, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the assistant fiscal officer to sign all necessary township documents in the absence of the fiscal officer per, again, ORC section 507.021A. effective immediately.
I will second that motion. Excuse me. May I have a second on that motion?
You have a second, sir. Half second, probably.
All right, John.
Yes.
Ralph?
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. And James excused.
Next resolution I have is 2023-079, a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer to pay all American Fire Equipment, Inc. for fire gear provided and pro signs for EMS vehicle wrap, whereas after the goods were provided, the township received invoices for which a purchase orders with prior certification of availability of appropriations and funds to pay the obligation by the fiscal officer had not been obtained, and whereas section 5705.41 section D1 of the Ohio Revised Code provides that in certain circumstances a subdivision may authorize payment on a contract executed without prior certification by the fiscal officer.
I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
And when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
71, yeah.
Were there any questions on that last resolution?
Uh-huh.
Were there any?
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Chief.
We just said no since you weren't here. He waited all that time for that one resolution. And
yeah. And we got on the roll here.
Okay, sir.
Two quick things. 61 Volney Avenue, the township has received a ton of complaints on that property. Actually, Nicole reached out to the homeowner, and the homeowner has cleaned the property up. There's no more trash around the property. The building has been boarded up and secured. So hopefully we won't have any more issues with that property.
Yeah, that's one that's been a real problem for a while.
Do you have anything else for us, sir?
One more. Chief, you may want to talk about this. The sale of the Suburban?
The Suburban sold on gov deals for $6,050.
So what did you pay for it?
We used it.
$6,000.
Yeah, so yeah, it's an even wash. So that's pretty good. Mr. Mazur, while we have you, I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
You and I took a drive in the Montebank area and et cetera. I had some calls today in regards to it. Mr. Stevens and I went through there. He's checking some of the high grass issues that I've been called about this morning. But one of them didn't realize that they have, I guess you call it free-range chickens, but they also have sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sheep's okay.
Sheep is good for town?
I believe so.
Are we allowed on that?
No.
No, we're not?
No. No, we can only have, you can have chickens up to a certain amount. We have we have to follow the county zoning laws, and sheep are not one of them.
So if we can check on the sheep, the other thing is, this morning I was
chickens have to be in a coop.
Yeah, I saw three sheep, and that's not something. I mean, I got called, so I went out there this morning before the meeting.
Well, it keeps the brush and the weeds down for sure.
So a couple questions that I have. Wait till we get to this. We'll get to.
Oh no, it's about what you were talking about, the chickens and the sheep.
You're right. We'll get to. We're in the middle.
It's
yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So.
Yes, sir.
I lost my train of thought again. Right.
Okay.
So one of the things that we have, and ma'am, if you could help me out, Little George's, what street is that?
Plainview.
On Plainview, we have that where the house was tore down. It
commercial
was a
drug trucks.
House.
And, commercial trucks now.
And there, we have a lot of, semis that are pulling like bulldozers and stuff on back. Mr. Stevens and I drove through and took a look at that. Well, one, we're waiting on Mother County to, and I apologize to do that, but with the county to see about environmental court. Meanwhile, we don't have our chief here, but what would it take for us to get a weight limit sign in there so that these vehicles are just going to end up getting tagged every time they drive through our brand new roads in that area that are not designed to carry that much weight. 22-foot wide road, and you basically say it's as big as a semi, but we've all seen it. You have the bulldozer set on top of the back, I don't know what you call it, but on the back part they pull, and then
trailer.
Yeah, thank you, the trailer. But it's a low boy trailer is what I think they call them. Yes. I knew it was a trailer, I just didn't know if it was called a low boy or the drivable kind. So you have the weight of the trailer, the semi, and the equipment that goes on top. Okay. And then you have a 22-foot wide road, and you got to pull it on that property and back it in. Of course, it breaks down our shoulders and everything else. So I'm curious to know what we can do statutory with putting signs in that says wait, and then we can enforce it when we see these in there. That should take care of some of that heavy equipment that is sitting in there.
That will take care of it. I think you probably need to talk to the engineer's office, county engineer, for a minute and get direction.
So as we did with stop signs, we need to find out what can we do and how do we do it, notify and actually get signs in there and make that happen.
I'll contact Weights and Measures and see what they can do.
Robin, have you, have you noticed semi-trucks going through there or anything, you know, that's a cutthroat too?
They don't necessarily bring the trailer, but the tractors come in, and we get a lot of dump trucks.
I have seen, you know, the tractors and so forth.
Mm-hmm. They don't normally bring the trailers in because it's really hard to make the turns.
Semi-drivers had discovered a cut through from Wilson Road to Hague Avenue.
No, because we have no truck entrance signs, like no trucks.
Yeah, I
like,
didn't know.
Those are up, but there's no weight limit signs with those signs.
Right.
Okay.
But people live there, and they just bring their resident their work truck home.
Yeah.
And that's where they're parking them.
Yeah. And so when I was in there today, I should have snapped some pictures, but you know I saw all that heavy moving equipment and stuff like that, and they've utilized that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things too that I noticed on, we said Plainview.
Plainview.
On Plainview. Was the last house on the left, and you and I looked at it on Plainview at Dead Ends. They've taken over the alley, even though we are not opening it, but the amount, it's a full-blown business of some sort in a residential area on residential property. At one point, Paul Eberts gave a letter to cease and desist. We need to find out where that particular address is at this point. It really seems to me, especially with a lot of what we're seeing, especially our exposure to the media about what we're doing with the Brown Road property, a lot of people pointing out things like this. I don't know where we stand because there's only so much that we can do because the county is the one that is the enforcer. I don't know, and I've been beating this drum, is it better for us to put on the ballot to be called home rule, where we don't wait for the county to act, that we can actually act, or would it make a huge difference anyways? I know that we've talked about that as a board, but what rights would we have? Are we able to instill the fines and et cetera? Are we able to enforce and go on and remove all the junk cars? Or one of the biggest that I'm getting is front yards parked with 10 vehicles or so. I noticed when you come in on Brookside, on the left-hand side, which would be your north side of the street, there is no backyard or side lot.
No,
it's nothing but cars and commercial vehicles.
Yeah.
So I would like to know what the definition of what constitutes as a commercial vehicle. If someone has a landscape company truck and it's a truck like Jim Stevens drives, is that considered commercial property and are you allowed to park that in your driveway versus to a bigger size truck like a dump truck? Where is the cutoff so we have an idea where we stand with what's legal? Because I don't know what's legal and what's not when I get calls.
I think county engineer would be a big help in assessing.
So the second comment or question that is there a way, even if we, I don't, we can't, even if we'd had our own code enforcement officer or something going out, like
you
say,
still have, you still
have to go through the court. Yeah. So it, without us being home rule,
yeah,
we still have to wait and turn it into the county. And there's only one code enforcement for all of Franklin County at this point. So
well, I heard there was two, actually.
I heard that there was a new one hired, but I don't know. I wasn't introduced, or we didn't get an email.
Well, I know there's a maximum of two in the entire Franklin County.
So my next...
It's going to take a long time to get around to different...
Right. Well, it just seems like we're slipping backwards with the amount that we have. The second question that we have is... If we were able to get something as a code enforcement officer or something, and we had something that we put on the ballot to say, hey, we can hire this person, but it's going to cost $3 a month for average home or something of that, that we actually set up a department within the township that would be some sort of, the monies would be for clean up the properties. Like, for instance, the Brown Road property, we just passed a resolution for $6,000.
Right.
How many of those a year can we do at our budget? Because we're not budgeted for that.
No.
But people that live next to it and et cetera, and then have lived next to it or around it for some time, and the people, like, for instance, Bonnie and stuff like that, they would gladly give $5 a month or whatever, a small fee.
Well, so I think right at the moment, we probably need to do a little more discussion on that.
We're not asking for a discussion. That's what this is. It's the first discussion in front of the public.
Sure.
And then find out. We may not even be able to do that.
I don't think so.
But being that we can't talk about this outside of a meeting, that's why I'm just hypothetically, what would it look like?
I wanted to bring it out. Yeah, I understand that.
So the last thing that I have is... is it possible to help you with some of these that we currently have, that summer's here, that we could get an intern, which would cost the township nothing, and that's, there are interns that are desperately looking for something, especially if they're working in government or in this field, that they can do an assessment of the properties that we have, work with the court, work with the county, without taking up your time, do the photos, do the work, even if they came in 3 days a week, whatever is mandatory for your internship, and then of course we give them a grade and they get a credit for it. It costs the taxpayers nothing, but it would give us an understanding of where we are and how many blighted properties and what we have to cover the whole township.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you may have to go through probate for that.
No, we
for
the intern.
No, we could.
Can
we? We can bring an intern.
It's no different than if we paid someone.
Correct.
With our budget, right, if we have an intern that is working in environmental or something of that nature, we would give them a guideline.
We sure need some environmental help, that's for sure. And it is big time, slow moving there. There's one environmental judge for the whole county. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, it's so backed up, environmental court is, that it just takes forever to get a case in.
Okay.
And you know, and that's one of the things I know you guys were talking about, that Brown Road deal. Yeah, you get a mess like that and it just on and on and on before you can get any authorization to do anything, you know. So it's bad.
So by us having, at one point we put on the ballot to be called home rule, and what basically it's just a title, and then you're under the umbrella. We can't change laws, we can't make new laws, we have to go by the rules and regulations of Franklin County. But what it would do is allow us to enact on it without waiting for someone in the county to drive by and say, yep, let me put a note on the door. Well, that was 4 weeks ago. We could have already done that.
Absolutely.
So it did not pass before. I think some people thought, well, if you see my gutter hanging down, you're going to come, you know, this, that, and the other. We can't do that. It's only by what Franklin County. Franklin Township cannot have separate zoning issues, but what we could do is have a part-time zoning person that would, and we would work with the administration here, and they would be enforcing a lot that we see, the high grass, the cars in the backyard, parking in the front yard, on approved surfaces, all of those type of things, we would be able to rectify those quickly. We can tag cars that aren't licensed. Hypothetically, they don't have license plates on it. They haven't had for years. They call it a collector's item. It's sitting in the backyard. We would have statutory right to go back, tag the car, and within a certain amount of time, then you would be able to tell them under Franklin County's rules, not Franklin Township rules. Because at Franklin County right now, they would be able to do that, but it takes forever to do that. So moving on, we're going to go to the trustees.
John?
We'll get to that. We'll get...
Something else.
I know.
Okay.
We still go through our meeting first.
No. Just a question about
this. I understand. We don't interrupt until we get to the end, and then we can go back to your question if you want to make a note.
Okay.
So, moving to mine, the only thing that I had formally written down is on Finland Avenue. You and I took a look at that, and if it's possible to now the way that the road dead ends. So if we had something for people to say no outlet, that would make a really let people know, because you, as you see, it just drops off to dirt. So if we have no outlet, so people know when they start to come past that point on the street that there would be no outlet. The other thing that we want to see about is possibly no parking signs, because that is going to become inundated where they go down, turn around, park, kids run out, their parents jump in the car. But what happens is, with our street being 22 feet wide, you go to back out of your driveway, you can't get out of your driveway. So I would want to see what we would need to do about that. Juanita, is there anything I may have missed? I know you live in that area, and I had talked to other people in the area. Is there any input that you might see, or any of your opinion?
Just so nobody can, you know, it's a dead end street, it's a little bit parking, it's wide in one area. And right now, they're battling to keep their mailboxes there too.
Okay.
So right now, just get the traffic not turning around there and parking.
Okay. And I think we addressed the contractor leaving the street the way it was, and you guys were trying to sweep that stuff up. You can't get it up. It rings, and it's all over your car. I think we've addressed that today, and it's taken care of.
Okay.
So Mr. Leisure is not here. I'm moving to Mr. Horn. Do you have anything for us? National Night Out or anything?
Well, the cat got out the other day.
Did you get him back?
Yeah. No, I don't have anything new. A lot of the projects and everything that we've been working on, such as the Brown Road thing, and I think we've kind of all been involved in trying to get some things done there, and some of the other situations. And we have another major thing that myself and the other trustees have been working on is, as I think most of you have heard lately, I just wanted to kind of remind everybody, Westland Mall is being, or should be, on the verge of being demolished. Have you seen lately what they're doing out there yet?
Yeah, and question to you, they had the fencing all the way around for demolition.
I noticed that.
Now it's all been pushed away, and they have a circus going on. I mean, a real circus.
Yeah, I haven't had any answers lately. Have you looked around for
that? No, I just figured maybe the circus was for the weekend, and then they're going to put the fencing back. I mean, obviously, it was there as of last Sunday night.
We have quite a lot of activity going on this year, this summer, and I think another thing maybe a lot of people hadn't heard too much about is we do have quite a little bit of road resurfacing in the township. I think there's about four or five streets that's going to get some work. I don't recall exactly where they all are. I don't have a list with them. But I just happen to think, in case We did have, you know, come through fairly healthy on, you know, road revenue and things like that. And so we'll be able to do a little more paving this year than we've had in years back. Yeah. So I just thought that'd be a good little thing that maybe the residents would like to know. And one other thing, if you don't mind me saying, I want to. I've made a decision. I'm going to try to work another term, asking for your re-election. And I've got my forms I have to turn in for the
Mr. Horn. I just make sure that we don't just say that after,
yeah,
so
okay.
I save you from any.
Okay.
But
I'm just going to say anyone that won't sign.
Don't even say that. Don't.
Oh, you can't say that.
Can't do it in a public meeting.
Not in a public meeting.
Support.
Yeah. So let's just. I think everyone got the idea. So
yeah.
let's just leave it at that.
We'll need a form signed.
Yeah. I don't want to see you get in trouble. Okay. I'm going to go to the speaker cards next, and then we'll go to questions that we had during this meeting, because I know that we had a lot of different questions and comments that, you know, we can back up to. So first, John, you've got 3 minutes. We won't interrupt you. We'll let you go through everything that you have and comment from there.
Make sure he puts his last name.
John Hughes.
Thank you.
Before I begin, I have a question. I tried to contact James Leisure. Twice, and it said his phone system was not set up to receive calls, and I was concerned with that.
Is it the number that was on the website, or which number did you call?
He hasn't set up his voicemail box.
Okay, so he has the township phone. Okay, gotcha.
And I thought that was really, I was concerned that there was no way to get in touch with a
trustee. Okay.
And so I don't know whether he's incapacitated, or something going on, or why a township member could not contact
sure.
the trustee.
So I know for today, his day job has taken him away unexpectedly. As far as phone, I didn't know he didn't have a voicemail set up. So we will address that or make a notation, because I know when I've called, I've never tried to leave a message. If I needed to call him or him call me, it comes through that number, because he has a township cell phone. So you have the floor, and you've got your 3 minutes, and feel free to talk to us what you like.
Okay. The title that I have is Reduce and Prevent Crime, hopefully within the township. And I have a list of the things that I'd like to address here. But previously, I just mentioned I've been a township resident for 49 years and had 4 children go through the school system. Wow. And been very blessed by living in the township. my concern has to do with, for example, there's lack of respect for authority today in our society, and it seems like it's increasing, and crime is increasing, and I think these are spiritual issues that are identified by natural law. Also, there are some groups that are anti-God and mm-hmm. satanic, and they're also anti-police. And I have an attached sheet that I provided for the trustees on the back, and it demonstrates that we have people in elected offices in the country that, in this particular case, they wanted to, and they put through just a vote for a resolution that memorializes police officers killed in the line of duty and express condolences to their loved ones. And this occurred in the U.S. House, where there are people that are anti-priest, anti-police, and they're anti-God. And just last year, there were 224 police officers killed in the United States, and I think we need to recognize, you know, our police officers for putting their life on the line to protect us. So in regards to the township, that's why I'm here to speak. And the next comment that I have, I want to emphasize, because it relates to what happens in our communities now. Satan, which is referred to as the serpent in Scripture, has been trying for over 4,000 years to destroy Christ and the Christian church. And I give a list of biblical references that cover this, that this has been going on. It's a common theme in Scripture that's not really looked at or appreciated, but it's there. The objective that I have is that I think it's important to protect the citizens in Franklin Township from crime and from Satan, and especially our police officers, mm-hmm. our fire officers, and our healthcare EMS responders. Mm-hmm. So one possibility that I bring forward for the township trustees to consider is, if it hasn't been looked at, is to have community leaders and representatives of these community leaders that would be from key churches, businesses, large apartment owners, to meet routinely with the township personnel or some structure to help reduce and prevent crimes. And I think that group, you know, if they would meet for lunch and get together and help the trustees if there's any issues that need to be addressed, and it could be like over lunch or something. I know there's times in different areas where citizens, you know, help out with the board of trustees or trustees. But also, I think it's important to be aware that within our population, there are people that are helping with satanic issues. I don't like to say that, but Satan is very good at working in a stealth mode and can get in and cause a lot of problems that we're really not aware of. And I bring this all at this time because of my concern, for example, with the township having individual that is a chaplain, and the individual is from a different a religious group. In my personal experience with chaplains, I have a son-in-law that's a chaplain, and he's also a pastor, and he's a man of God. And a pastor of our previous church was also a chaplain and helped out with the police departments and fire departments. I think we need to have, in these positions, individuals that are devoted to God to help out our society.
Thank you very much.
John,
go ahead.
Yes. I need just a minute to talk to John. John and I talked.
Yes.
Had quite a nice conversation. Was that a week or so ago, I guess?
Yes.
And John had made some calls. I was going to.
Yeah, I spoke as well.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, my thoughts, John, John, that we probably need, I think you would have been probably more happy. I think you and I got a pretty good understanding on a lot of things there, but I think it might be a situation where we may need John, this John had tried to call several, and I think you do have my phone number now, don't you?
Whose phone number?
Ralph Horn.
Yes. Okay. I do. Yes.
So
do.
if you can't get a hold of anyone, feel free to call me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But point being here, John, that this is a situation that if you talk to him, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yes, I do. So I think we probably need to have a conversation with the chief or something.
And I welcome that opportunity.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to John
as
well, that, you know, we could sit down with the chief. Obviously, there's going to be one of us in the meeting.
I haven't had a chance really until now to actually tell you this. So
Yeah, he and I did have a fairly lengthy conversation that I guess finally talked to.
So would you like to would you mind taking this?
No, I don't mind at all.
And then to fill us in? And then, since we can't, you know, we can only do that here. We cannot talk about shop or anything outside of here because sunshine law. Right. And if you're willing to do that, that would be great.
Well, I think a little matter of exactly figuring realistically how to answer your questions more than anything, John. And, you know, I think you and I had, as we talked there, we had pretty good understanding of what provoked the situation that you were talking about and concerned about. And I was going to actually look into it anyway.
Yeah, I'd be happy to meet anytime or okay. Just
well, let me go ahead and get with Steve here and the police chief too.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll have a little discussion, and I'll get back with you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Julie, this is Julie Bruce.
Hi, I'm Julie Bruce. I live at 3146 El Paso Drive. My husband and I were at a meeting about 6 weeks ago with the issue that we had the last 10 years with the storm drains and the water sitting in our yard. I'm going to make this quick. 2 weeks ago, I got a hold of Jim Stevens. We can't mow our grass because we have about 6-8 inches of water in our front yard where the storm drain is, not in our driveway, in the storm. Our grass is about 2 foot high in that section. It's about 20 foot by 20 foot section. I asked him when we were told that we were going to put that camera down the drains to see those pipes are shot. He wouldn't give me a date. He said he would, when I talked to him 2 weeks ago, he had one of his guys, young kids, come out, take some pictures of it. The water was over, like I said, about 6 inches deep. He said he would extradite it, try to see if he could get it done. It's going on 7 weeks. It's been 10 years. Extradite, it should be a priority. He won't give me a date when this is going to get done. Can you guys help? Because we're tired of the water, our property's being destroyed.
Okay, Mr. Mazur, we bought that equipment to be able to. I don't care if we have to have Jim or one other person come in on a Saturday. There's no sense that we can't run cameras. I mean, how long could it possibly take to run cameras and mark down and get some kind of detail what's going on inside the drains?
What's your address again, please?
3146 El Paso Drive. The problem was the people next to us, 3136, were driving over the storm drains.
Right.
And then down two houses where they, down were their family. Right. Okay.
They're still doing it, so.
Yeah. We should be able to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's been
2 hours.
I've been dealing with Jim 10 years now.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Our driveway we had done 7 years ago, and it's trashed. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to pay to fix it. I don't care if I have to sue the people in those houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those pipes are shot because, like I said,
okay.
It's a dark green line. It's leaking. 3 years ago, Jim told me they were going to replace them. So, but they had a stop order for dig because of a gas line, I think it was.
Right.
And I was told he's not having his guys dig it up by hand. I don't care if you have to use a little shovel, toothpick, whatever.
Right.
Replace them because they're shot.
Right. So what I would like to see done is us utilize the equipment that the taxpayers paid for. We've got the cameras that we can run. It's basic like a remote car, and it drives down through. It gives us the exact picture of what's going on. Mm-hmm. We can mark up above on ground. If we find something cracked or broke, we don't have to guess because we can see it as you drive down. So we should be able to get an assessment of what's going on within a couple hours of setting up on site.
Yeah, because that water's been setting for 2 weeks.
Because we're only looking at, you know, going down through there. It shouldn't take that long to at least get assessment. We know what we're looking at. Then we can look at how long it would take to dig up a section if we find it.
Yeah, because you're only talking maybe, I'm going to guess, between the four houses. About less than 300 foot.
But we're going to do the whole thing. We're
going
to do the whole street.
But that's where the issue's at.
Right.
Our
right.
house is low man on the totem pole
right.
or on the
right.
road.
I got you. But the thing is, there may be more issues as we go down. We're going to correct everything at one time. You know what I mean? We'll start at your end. If we find broken pipes where it broke down and it's restricting the water flow and it's backing up in your yard, we're going to fix that. We're going to go down, fix that. We're going to go down and fix. But we need to do an assessment of the whole thing. However, if we...
I just want a date.
I understand.
Steve.
So, if I may, we're sitting here in quorum. We're having a discussion. This is our main guy. He's going to get that to Jim, and we're going to get that done. Mr. Horn, do you have a problem with overtime to bring in on a Saturday to get that done?
Oh, no, not at all.
So I'd like to make...
You know, I've been to Julie's house, and we've been over everything, and quite honestly...
I'm going to make a resolution.
You know, I probably should. I'm telling you in public here, I probably should have gone back a couple more times to your place.
It's horrible.
I know, because... You know, I thought we had it.
It's like said, 10 years I'm done. You know.
So you have my phone number now.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2023-0080.
The last 10 years, we're just going to get swept under the rug.
Okay.
Not that I'm not saying, but just communicate with me and I will follow up on it and I'll get with Steve and...
Well, and also at that meeting, and this is pertaining to that too, the officers, Jim said they were talking about the officers because the two houses down keep driving over the storm drain. I sent Jim a picture. He goes, he didn't think it was an issue where they pulled those poles back up.
Jim Stevens. Okay, Mr. Stevens.
I sent him a picture. I said, it is still an issue. They keep driving. That's why it's just, they're crushed.
Okay. With that being said.
They were going to ticket them.
With that being said.
Make sure Steve has got your phone number there too, Julie.
Just 1 second, Julie.
Okay.
Mr. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board, effective immediately, will allow overtime for
if that,
the road.
If necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. Overtime to address this problem as soon as possible, if necessary. Not to exceed two people,
I guess that kind of depends on what we don't know exactly.
Right,
what
a date where we're just going to allow overtime to come in.
Yeah, allow overtime.
If necessary, if he can do this.
If necessary.
If he can do this on a Friday, then this resolution is null and void.
And I will follow up. Okay. We'll get together and I'll follow up with you.
And if that's the case, I need a second.
I wouldn't second that.
Whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that you're approving
overtime for the road department.
For the road
if
department,
necessary.
If necessary for drainage work at 3146 El Paso Drive.
Well, to access all of it on
so
El Paso
Drive.
So
all of the drains on El Paso Drive.
Right.
Okay, and are we addressing which El Paso Drive?
Where El Paso, what was it? Was
between Hague and Wilson.
Right, yes. Cross Street, Hague.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything that is affecting this flow on that unit.
On El Paso Drive.
Yeah.
Okay, and so we need to vote. John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you. James
so now
excused.
Here's what we've done. We've got a resolution in place by the Board of Trustees to expedite, call it what you want, overtime. So I don't care what's going on through the week and they can't get to you, a day set aside that we're paying overtime to come in to strictly only work on that.
Yep.
To get an assessment to see what's going on.
Really I appreciate it because like I said, I mean, you knowed about it for 3 years. He's known about it for about seven now.
Yeah,
it's been going
it
on 10 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So with that being said, do you have anything else for the board?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank
just
you.
Just one day. Thank
give,
you.
Give Steve your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to him.
Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Jan?
There you have it. Thank you.
Jan, did you have anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on up. I don't know how to do it.
She's good.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I have been asking about the house. Different things on my street.
Okay.
Like the drug house across the street, we got it swatted twice. Okay, now it's a chop shop. He moved his business over, and now there's cars, trucks. You talk about semis coming in down the street, 12 o'clock at night, unloading cars. Okay, I can deal with that. The house down the, two houses down the street that a lady lived in that is at least four to five inches deep in human, dog, cat, and everything feces. She's not living there anymore. We're getting lots of rats. But the thing that I am most aggravated about, and I'm being very nice, a friend of mine, I take care of that, basically take care of the house next door to me because nobody lives there. I mow the grass and everything. I've got the key to the house. It keeps the squatters out. Friends of mine, and they had permission to park their RV in the driveway. Okay? Neighbor across the street in his drunken stupor, and then the other one who wants to be belligerent and thinks he runs the place, created big lies, and they went over and they told the people they had to leave. Now, how come everybody else can have an issue with stuff and it goes on and it continues and nothing's done, but you have two belligerent jerks that can come and lie and everything else and have something done? When these people needed a place to stay, they lost their house, they lost a child, and they needed a place to stay. They finally got an RV, and they were getting it fixed up so they could move it to Florida. And they came in and said they had to go. And I mean, I'm the kind of person, anybody that knows me, I'll do anything to help somebody, and I will do it to the best of my ability. But when I see something like that happen, it rips my heart out.
Thank you. And I'll get to you, John, in a second. I got one more person, and then I'll get to you. Is it Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be
Nelson Hain. Is it Hain?
Hain.
Hain. H-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Sir, you got 3 minutes. The floor is yours. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you've already answered a couple of my questions that you're not going to do anything about it. But I live at 1689 Little Avenue. Been there for, like this gentleman, close to 50 years. A man across the street from us, he bought a lot. And he's using it as a construction lot. And if you go down the street, he's got two houses. He's got one on this side and one on the other side. And he's using it for a heavy equipment yard. I thought we were zoned residential.
Yeah.
This lumber, he told me he's going to buy, build two houses on that lot, which I kind of laughed at him at the time.
Yeah, they got to get the permit.
But there is so much lumber. Now, here's the good part. You can sit on my front porch anytime and watch a zoo, groundhogs, cats. Now, one guy bought the house in 1692, which was really, really bad. And he's cleaning it up, fixing it up. But yet, all them animals, and the bad thing about it, I've got two sheds. Them animals will come over and go into my sheds and they're digging the holes over there. My front porch is the same way. I took the whole front porch up, filling in all the holes last summer, and they're back already. I don't know why. I mean, I know we addressed this with you people before the pandemic, and you was going to do something. Ain't nothing been done. And you know, I hate to say this, but you want our tax dollars, you want our votes. It's time somebody done something for us. I've got another partner who lives right here on Little Avenue with me. Something come up, he couldn't be at this meeting, but he's got the same complaints. We got one woman that's got so many cats in her house that you can't sit on your front porch because when she opens the door, it stinks that bad. And she's been there forever and ever. I mean, I've seen it so bad that the cats are actually climb up on her roof and sit there. She got tons of them. The house she used to live in, they tore down. So she moved to her mother's house. Her mother went to a rest home and ended up passing away. So now she's got this house. It's so bad you can't look through the front window. If you're going down the road, you look at the window and there's stuff stacked inside of it. I mean, it's horrible. And I, you know, all you gotta do is take a ride.
Yeah.
Take a ride. If something ain't done, it's gonna be another Brown Road issue.
Mm. On the outside, yeah.
Well, I know a guy that walked through this one woman's house. She had a furnace problem. He said there is that much room to walk through her house.
Mm.
That much room. You talk about the rats, everything. We get them too. They're all over. And the groundhog. I mean, I sit and watch and laugh at the groundhog. And God forbid me, I could sit on my front porch with my 22 and kill every one of them. But I know I can't do that.
Is that illegal?
No. My government taught me to kill things.
No, I mean, I don't know if that's illegal or not, but stay there because I'm going to talk. Are you finished? Because I didn't interrupt because I want you to be. So I know that we've talked about this before, and I've been to that house. I've been with the police at that house, and you can't open the front door. She comes in the side door. As a board member, as Franklin Township, as a leader, I hate to say, but we've contacted, and this is, like you said, been going on for years, 4 years that I know of it, or over 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've been out there multiple times. We've had the Board of Health out there multiple times. Steve, you're new to this. What is it that we can do? How much lumber can you stack on a lot? We got two different issues going, but
there's three different houses. Well,
yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking out loud because one, we have a fire code issue. If you have all this lumber stacked up, is there anything that we can do as far as our building department?
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe as the fire department, if they're storing lumber, there needs to be. I'd have to check the code, but I'm sure.
But here's another thing I want to say.
So, give me 1 minute, because what I want to do is to see if you can look in on that with this address to see if that is a possibility. And I'm going to jump back to the lady that with the house that. I don't know the address, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah, I've been there.
What can we do as far as somebody? It's not even livable. I mean, it's, and you can't get out of your car and you smell the smell. I mean, it's, it is.
That's a house on the street.
And we'll get to that. What is there that we can do other than, is there anything that we can do to pull a rabbit out of the hat to say that when we turn it over to the Franklin County Board of Health, okay, we'll get to it. Because what it does to Franklin Township, it ties our hands where if we could act on it, it would be great. But when only thing that we can do is take your complaint, move it over here, and then nothing happens, this is why I desperately want to get home rule, so that we can act on it. What can we do?
There might be two avenues. One, I need to look more at the Ohio Revised Code, which is the same code we're using for the trash, debris, junk cars, abandoned homes. Another option would be, and it might just be up in their hands, that with home rule, there are options where you can set zoning standards and health standards and where the township basically can take matters into their own hands and clean their community up. So as you spoke earlier about money back, with home rule, it would give the township options for zoning principles. And I just need to do a little more homework on this. But I think these ladies and gentlemen would probably take a good look at home rule now, because we're trying to make the township nice, better,
clean.
And as you mentioned earlier, we don't have the funding for it, and we're going to work with the land bank. I'm talking with another private company that may be able to help us with some of these properties. But my understanding of the home rule, it gives us some additional leverage to start cleaning properties up.
So
that didn't answer your question, yeah, but
so
I am trying.
I want to get to the lot because we're seeing that. Just like I mentioned to one I went to today. What do we do quickly to be able to remove people that are buying lots and storing heavy equipment, like what he was saying, and storing it? I mean, we can't go around, and unless we can we easily get load limit signs, and then obviously they can't go in there.
They do anyway.
I know, but we then have teeth. If we have the signs up and we have
it, doesn't make any difference.
They'll be paying the fines.
You know what?
And pound the vehicles.
Now, I try not to be a negative man, but when I drive the highways, the roadways, you might as well take down stop signs, speed limit signs, everything.
Right.
Because nobody.
So what I'm thinking of on this sign is once we put a load limit, I got to find out from our police department. They don't have to see you drive on it. Obviously, if you're parked on that lot, you had to go from that lot out.
Yeah.
If we put signs up, which is warranted because the weight of that, our roads are not designed to carry that kind of weight. That's why we live in a residential area, residential roads. If we are able to get by the county engineers the right to put up the load limits, then we turn it over to Byron Smith and say, go after these people.
There used to be a sign like that at Brown and Little Avenue.
Okay.
And it's disappeared.
So here's the thing. Even if the sign, what we have to do in today's culture, we have to put a sign up, but we also have to be able to do it under the ORC. We can't just put a sign up. It has to be on register. If it's not on register, then there's no teeth, because then the court will just kick it out. So there are things that we can do with this, and we will do with this. We just need to do a little bit of getting this done, and I would hope that you'll come to more meetings.
I will.
And
I'll let you know what's getting done.
Right, and please do, because this is something not just your street. Mm-hmm. I have several streets that I'm trying to get this done. So once we know the practice of putting these signs in correctly, the people are not going to be able to bring their vehicles down that street. Therefore, you have no more problem on that lot, hopefully. It's going to cost them, not us.
Let me ask you this question. There's another house over there. The guy does some kind of work. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's roofing, siding, and gutters and stuff. But he's got two work trailers, two pickup trucks, and any night there's 5 to 7 cars there also. There is no front yard. They have parked it so much that there's no grass.
So the Ohio Revised Code,
there's 15 people.
Right. So one of the things that I addressed earlier is what constitutes of doing that. You have what is called approved
approved surfaces.
Surface area, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Approved surface area for parking. Anything of that is outside that. So earlier I said that I want to get someone in that from college that can give us an assessment of all the township. Then we know what we can go after and what we can do. This has never been done before in the township. It's obviously we're chasing our tails. And I am looking in, like, how, I mean, obviously, I'm not just grasping at straws. I know there's a way out of this, and we've got to be able to start putting teeth into this and drive the people. The reason that people come here is because nothing gets done. There's no regulation. If you take Prairie Township, they had the same problem, which is just on the other side of 270.
I know where that grew up there.
They had the same problem. And you'd look at the 70s, the 80s, into the 90s. And starting in the late 90s, they were going through what we are going through. They end up getting home rule where they had something that they can take action. Because when you're in Franklin County, and generally you only have 2 code enforcement officers for all of Franklin County, how often do you think they're really going to get to it?
They're not.
People realize that.
Your home rule thing you talk about. The last time, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, because my mind plays games, back before the pandemic, they talked about that. And they said something about maybe the the population had to be so high to
get it? Yes, correct, correct.
Did we ever get up that high?
We did. However, every time it seems like when everything we're working on, like with Westland Mall, our JED and things like that, soon as we finally get there, I'm sorry, the rules have changed. So we have to put it on a ballot. And that's the downside to
it.
Will
that be advertised to people? Well,
here's what we're doing.
For?
As one trustee, and I'm speaking for me, I would be in favor for putting this on the ballot, educating the people this summer, get the information out there. However, we also, with our administration, we have to find out all the pros and cons to this before we say yes, even me, before I'm ready to do it now. However, I do want to make sure that I know all the pros and cons to this so that we don't make a mistake and put something on and then, you know, what's the ramifications?
Well, if you get the wrong information on there, it's kicked out anyway. Nelson, you said, what's your
address? My address is 1689 Little Avenue.
Oh, Little, okay.
I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I have a very nice house, very nice yard.
Yeah, you do.
I got one other concern. When they put the fire hydrants used to be across the street, they moved them to my side. And when they dug, now I got a big sinkhole. The storm drain is sinking.
Okay.
Something needs to be done with that.
So being that that's in the easement, that is something that I think our road department can handle. It's our responsibility. And being that we're notified of that, you made us aware of it. It's a hazard, yeah. And we can make a adjustment to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, we've got to get a process started there, first of all.
Right, but I mean, this is something that we can go to Mr. Stevens, we can get a load of dirt and put in a sinkhole because it is an easement, it's our responsibility.
Okay.
Bring it to our attention, you know, don't judge us on what we didn't know, judge us what we do.
Meeting?
Right, so.
Is this meeting every other month or
every other Thursday?
Last Thursday?
Yeah, right. We had to move it to Tuesday due to. We had people out that couldn't be here.
Okay, is Thursday at the same time?
Same time, 12 o'clock.
Because when I used to call, it was before the pandemic, it was in
sometimes
the
it was 5 o'clock, yes. Yeah. Every year we vote on when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, anything else? So, that's pretty much it for us. Anyone, do you have anything else, sir, before we move on?
No, I'll just stop down and look around there a bit in the next few days.
I know. The house that the man's fixing up, I know I've had the police there. I've dealt with crack addicts in there making that methadone.
I think when I talked to you, remember the guy had the exhaust sitting out there and all of that?
Yeah. Well, they
now, do you live in there?
Yeah. Swat went in there one Saturday morning. It was a blast.
1689, is that on? That's not the east side of.
That's between Harrisburg Pike and Brown Road.
Okay.
And it's on the south side of the street.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So thank you very much. Okay. Look forward to seeing you at the next meeting. Let's see where we go from here.
That's what I just talked about.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is circle back around because we had a long meeting. We had navigation. We had all the different stuff going on. Now's the point where we ask if there's any additional questions. And John, did you had a question earlier?
Yeah, I knew. So
that's
I knew
okay.
When it was appropriate to ask questions or comment. The drainage in the township, I forget where the lady was from.
Yes.
I know your area.
El Paso.
El Paso. I'm not too far from that. But I don't know whether the township can handle the drainage problems that I think exist in the township, because we have drainage problems as well. It's just the infrastructure has been in for 50, 60 years or more, and it's deteriorating, and I don't know how the township deals with that, but there's definitely an issue all, I think, throughout the township.
Right, so one of the things that we invested in is a camera technology that we can run, a little rover, I don't know if they give it a name or not, it's remote control. It goes in and takes crystal clear video, and we see it in real time as it goes down. We make a copy, it tells you exactly to a pinpoint where you're at. We can look at all the drainage from the inside to see, is it breaking down, does it need replaced? Then we can go in and change out the places that are bad versus dig up everything and put all new in. So that's where I'm saying on a Saturday, we can come in, take the truck, everything over, set up, camera everything all the way down, see where there's any issues, mark those issues, fix those issues, and if there's stuff that needs to be replaced because of aging, cracking, we replace that. So we may replace 250 feet out of a quarter mile versus replace a quarter mile.
Some of the situations, I think the camera will work, but there's such deterioration, you can't get a camera through.
Yes, we can. We can go down to 6 inches.
But still, it's plugged up. You have to, I think, dig up most of it.
No, no. That's not correct.
Oh, that's
so
sorry.
If we cannot get through it, then we replace it. If it's plugged up, then we'll see. That's when it's time for us to notify. Part of us running cameras and checking and surveying it, if we can't get a camera through it, then it needs replaced.
Okay. The other thing with mobile homes, I don't know whether the township has an issue with mobile homes and things like that being parked on township roads and within the township, because, you know, there are situations where people are living out of mobile homes and they park there. So I don't know what the township policy is when you have mobile homes parked on the street.
Yes.
and they don't move, so to speak.
Sure. So what our statute is on that is no statute. Basically, the township has to follow Franklin County laws. So if we see that and you let us know about it, we then call the county, and there's only one code enforcement officer, supposed to get the second one in. They will have to come out and be able to do an assessment on that. We cannot enforce something that is a code violation. We have no say in that.
But would this come under home rule?
Under home rule. If we have statute under home rule, then we could go up, our police could go and say, you can't be parked here. We could make that happen immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Then there was a comment back here about animals, sheep, and chickens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I made that comment.
Okay, it didn't go very far. But, I mean, what's the issue? Because I know there are situations where there's, you know, people have animals, but it goes beyond, say, dogs and cats. I mean, they have farm animals living in the home, in the house, so to speak.
What's in their house?
So I don't know what you do.
So basically, and I know Ms. Watkins alluded to it earlier, we have to go by what Franklin County zoning says.
Yes.
Every piece of property, I have almost an acre. Your property, you have half acre plus an extra lot, right?
Right. And so the way the zoning works is it's based on the size of your property, and there's only, and we don't do farm animals. Like, you know, we can do chickens, but you can't do the four-legged. You can't have a cow. You can't have a horse. You can't have a sheep. You can't have pigs, goats. But you are allowed to have rabbits.
Groundhogs, but boy, they love them.
And they have to have coops and cages. They can't.
I must say,
let's just.
Yeah, they
can't. We got a lot of conversation going. Let's.
They can't be free reign. You know. So, Mr. Horn's still talking, so we'll wait.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, when we had that issue, the reason I was saying I knew how many, because people next door to us and two doors down. We had they literally shredded my flower beds, everything. And what you're saying,
they're not supposed to be
acre,
right?
They're allowed to have four domestic, which is like four chickens or four rabbits.
Right.
They are not allowed to have any roosters.
No,
they cannot have any sheep, lambs, or anything like that.
And they have to be in a coop. They can't be free reign. And they give the dimensions.
I'll bring you a
zoning on that. If you need the chicken zoning, the chickens and rabbits to put it in your stuff.
They just slaughtered a big sow.
So I know we went through a lot of stuff today. You've got a lot of work to do, especially with a lot of us hearing about the chickens and the goats and old McDonald.
Well, they'll wander right into your yard. You look at and you think it's your dog and it's the neighbor's sheep.
You can see the need that we need for code enforcement and to be able to work with Franklin County. So I'm hoping that we will be able to get somebody in that is a intern that can help us out through the summer, get an assessment, and work with us with Franklin County to see if we can get more attention. as November comes, I would like to see what it would look like so we know exactly what home rule would do for us and what it wouldn't do, the pros and cons. And then I, as a one individual and a homeowner, I would like to possibly see it on the ballot and let people vote theirself. Do they want to see it? Because then when you come to a meeting and say you're doing nothing, you're absolutely right. When you come to a meeting now and say you're doing nothing, we're trying to tell you we have turned that over to the county. Thank you.
Yep.
Right. So I am trying to be able to help us help you by getting this out and saying it is time that we need to be able to take care of our own backyard and not wait for someone else to come along and say, quit doing that.
Well, you know, the thing, if you put that on the ballot, the people that are concerned
are going to vote no.
They're going to vote yes.
But the people
that want to run these junk lots,
right?
They don't give a crap.
Right.
They're either going to go no or they don't.
Right. Right.
So
what we need to do is we'll need to go door to door. We need to let other people know and give them information, educate, hold evening meetings here for people to get questions, Q&A, and let them make their formed decision. Because I'm not going to ask anyone to vote no, and I'm not going to ask anyone to vote yes. Here's the information. Now, if you ask me how I'm going to vote, I'll tell you. Because what I am seeing in the places that I go to, as I went to before this meeting, and just like you have a lot, we got to stop this, or it's just bad business brings bad business. Good business brings good business. One more question, then we're going to adjourn.
Real quick, and I just wanted to ask, did you say that like the township police department, there's only two cruisers right now?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just asking because the reason is
two code enforcement officers for Franklin County.
I misunderstood.
Code enforcement, that has nothing to do with us. That's Franklin County.
I don't know if you guys can do anything about this or not. I've already called the township. The gentleman that's causing issues by me. 2 weeks ago, somebody's been going down flashing flashlight on windows. There's been a lot of thefts. I called the township. They sent somebody out 40 minutes. He's gone. My husband can verify this. It's my neighbor.
Yes, sir.
He's flashlighting people's houses. I don't know if you guys
can you get with Byron.
You can get,
can you get with the chief? And have you talked to Byron Smith, our police chief?
No, that's right. Do I go over there to
talk? Or call. We'll get you a number. And if you have a conversation with him, and you know roughly every night it happens or when it happens.
Every night.
So then what we would do is we will make sure that we have an officer, we'll have an officer
sit.
And then if you can give us a good window, we will get that.
Within 15 minutes, because every night it's between 12:30 and 12:15. And you, like on El Paso, you know where that church is that hits the freeway?
Yes.
Okay, if they park down there, like looking out towards El Paso, and look down toward, not the one on the curb.
Right. The other one, towards Hague.
Because they could pull in my driveway. He's not going to come out seeing them sit in my driveway.
That's true.
But I've been this FBI for the last 2 weeks. And 4 days ago, I seen him coming out of his house. And he is literally walking from 12:45. And he doesn't come back until like 1:30, 1:45. The sheriff, township told me, said, if you see him doing it again, you call us. I did, on about the fifth time that I've seen him do it. And I kept watching out my window, you know, like they think I'm a cat or something. And I seen the township officer go down. But it's like 40 minutes later, he's gone by then.
Right, so that's where if you talk to the police chief, we can set something up so that we know that we're in there.
Because
you
got to remember, there's a lot of thefts in that area
This is a big township, and they do what is called priority runs.
Okay.
So someone flashing a flashlight, 40 minutes is pretty quick, because they have all these other runs they got to go through.
Right.
So one last question, go ahead, and then I'm going to adjourn.
We need a crazy question.
We just need to fix this one up.
What I would say...
You can't set off firearms in a residential area.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, in the city, it's illegal. So what I would tell you to do, have a talk with Byron Smith or the lieutenant, because... I've heard of stuff like that happening. And
I have great grandchildren
I mean I know
what
that there's
I, tell you I'm eating them.
I know that there's certain regulations, you can't shoot towards the road, things of that nature, but there is nothing wrong in my opinion, from what I understand. My understanding is yes, you can. But it's all about how and everything of that nature. But in case I'm wrong, but don't go on what I'm saying. I'm just talking to you as a neighbor. I don't know for certain. We need to check. Both of us need to check with Byron Smith. So with that said, we are adjourned.
Wait.
Wait.
Yeah, I just had a question.
Oh, no. Okay, we're done, John.
And us paying the $6,000 or whatever, and putting it on the tax.
Yes.
Okay, now, how does...
Okay, you're
wait a minute, guys. We need to... we're still in session. I just need to be quiet so we can hear the question.
How do those numbers work? Like, does that guy pay the taxes? How much are his taxes?
Okay, so what we do...
How long does it take us to
get that? So it will go under taxes. Yeah. They get their tax bill. They're going to see it.
Whip.
Well, I ain't paying that. I'm just paying my $2,000. They pay the $2,000. We get the first fruits of that $2,000. County notifies them. You're short.
Your husband's registered.
County notifies them, right?
They're short. Because they didn't. Let's say that. Let's just say.
He's short.
Let me do it this way. Let's just say their taxes is $1,000 for half a month. Okay, I mean half a year. Okay.
Yeah.
They get their tax bill and it's $1,600. Okay. They're like $1,600. What is this abatement, Franklin Township? I'm only paying the $1,000. That $1,000 they pay will come to Franklin Township. You still didn't pay your taxes.
Yes, I will.
Okay. They'll be like, but I paid the $1,000.
Does that get subtracted from what you get at the everybody and everybody pays?
So basically, every time the taxes are paid, we are satisfied first.
I know. If
they pay the full amount, we get our money. If they only pay the regular amount, we get our money.
Okay, does that short, though, what we get for the budget for the year?
No. 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 So if we send you a tax, if they send you, hey guys, we've got too many conversations going. I'm trying to overtalk everyone. If we end up, if someone pays their $1,000 for 6 months, and we have abatement on there for the work that we did.
Another,
right. And they pay just their regular taxes. We do get that back. And I see what you're saying is would we then not get the other little bit? Yes,
anyway.
You would be correct. But they're still short. We would still get that eventually because now they're still behind on their taxes and then they're going to end up right. So now they're going to be in the rear and then they could end up losing the property.
But we could only handle paying for those money. And like, is that house, what's his taxes going to be? Nowhere near.
Right.
Well, probably 600 and a half.
So, but one of the things that happens, what happens if you don't pay your property tax?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You're not going to have a place to call home. So, eventually, if they refuse to pay it, we have liens on that property. Eventually, we would get that. We would be satisfied 100%. Death and taxes, you never get away from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But are those properties worth it in value? Or
no matter what.
Let's say they even paid their taxes every time. And it's not that much taxes on that, I'm assuming. So how long would that take us to retrieve that $6,000?
No one can really answer that because we can what if it did death. But the one thing is, you never get rid of the taxes, the taxes stay there.
Yeah, but we're still putting the money out.
We are.
Huh?
We are. Yes. We are taking taxpayers' dollars
to clean
that up. Right.
Right.
And here's the thing about that. By putting the tax dollars out there and us being able to lien the property and assess it, if we have to, we take the property and we sell it. What's that?
You keep all the money from the sale.
All the money from the sale.
Yeah, if you take their property away from them and the township sells it,
Well, we actually, well, here's the way it would work. It would go into what is called the land bank. The land bank would take care of everything. We would get the property, and then we would just auction the property off. But they would tear the house down, clean it up. Franklin Township itself wouldn't go in and take the property. We don't have that kind of power to do that. It would be turned over to us lien free, as we've had other properties done, and then we would just, if we, you know, then auction it. It would either go to an auction or sell, or depending upon how the board does that. But we would then be made whole on the property. The property can never change hands until we're made whole. So, you know, it may take some time, but we would get our money back.
Okay, but let's say we have so many out there.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Hypothetically.
You're right.
Or if and then.
So eventually, it's like the national debt right now.
Right. I don't.
How do we toggle that?
So here's one of the things that we are, Joyce, so far. If you look at where we've been and where we are now.
Who? Where?
The township. We have made this tide. We've not went in debt doing this. This isn't the first time we've had to do this. There's other, this is the first one you've heard of that is big. Since I've been here for 10 years, I know even in your area, we tore the whole house down, cleaned it up. We tore down a couple houses there. This is nothing new to us, and then we get the money back. It's not hurting us financially and putting us in debt. What it is doing is getting rid of blighted homes that are sitting there, and et cetera.
Great. I mean, that's why I started here.
Right, right. So it is not.
I'm just saying, we've got so many.
Right, we do.
And we got started.
Right.
And we'll say they're that bad at 6,000 each.
Yeah, because we're going to adjourn. We've been in this for 2 hours.
Don't adjourn just yet. I just want to compliment a couple of people there.
But let me finish her conversation because it's fair that she was being on the floor. Go ahead.
Well, you can talk to her anytime.
I understand, but she's addressing.
Walk down the street and talk to her.
She is addressing the board on a situation with taxpayer dollars.
You've really answered me. I knew the answer.
Okay, I apologize.
How do they down there with their money get
right.
to us?
Well,
right.
I apologize, Joyce.
Otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but you've answered it.
John. Okay, with that, we're moving to Mr. Horn, then we're going to adjourn.
I just wanted to, while several residents are still here, we haven't been able to get everything done. Now, I've been here 8 years almost, too. And between, I guess, me and him, we really have been out and about in the neighborhoods. We've really got a lot accomplished and everything. It's pretty mammoth chore and still is. And a lot of places we've got tore down and we've made a little, you know, for the township, for the taxpayers, we've actually made a little money to subsidize what we already had to get some other things done. So, John, I commend you. You know, you stuck with the fray there, and so have I. You know that. We worked hard on it, and it's been a major, major chore, And you know, all the obstacles you have thrown in front of you. You know, you can't get this done, you can't get that done, and so on and so forth. So, you know, we just kind of gnaw away at it.
No.
Eventually, you start getting some action.
It's always an uphill battle.
Yeah, it is a battle.
It is.
But I just wanted to say, I just think a little credit, where a little credit's due, and I don't know of any two people really has worked any harder.
Oh, we've got a good
crew. You know, than me and
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's,
yeah,
on it's this. That's it. That's all I'm bragging on.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you, John. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody, please be careful.
You're Joyce and Cindy.
Next meeting,
there was just...
Thursday. I have them all up here on this list. The next meeting is June 1.
2 weeks from Thursday.
What's the date, John?
June 1st.
June 1st?
June 1st. Okay.
2 weeks from Thursday.
Okay.
Steve, it's time to have our peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your brown banana. It's time to have a snack. Your banana got really brown during this meeting. Oh, he's done. Yeah. He can only do like about an hour-ish.
I'm getting on the bowel again.
It just came
up. You find your name and street address and phone and so forth.
Well, they lifted that whole concealed carry thing, so now everybody's just out firing up their guns. And they're saying you can shoot groundhogs. It's bait until a child runs through the yard and you shoot groundhogs.
You cannot shoot ground balls. You can or can't?
I didn't know.
That's why when you looked over me, I was going.
Yeah, that's why I said I can't say, you know, I'm not going to give it, but I've heard of it being done.
Like coyotes?
Yeah.
I've taken them out in my yard.
Yeah.
I've taken out three since I lived there.
Yeah, coyotes? Because you got that big field.
I got
it. All the way at the end. I see one coyote on my ring camera, and I hope they're not moving in our area. I just don't know. So, and we're getting overrun with foxes now. So I don't know how they ended up in our area. Someone trapped them and let them out.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, you can take that with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Have you ever met our chaplain?
Pastor
Snodgrass?
He is awesome.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
He's Billy Graham.
Okay.
Well, actually, we do have two others, Robert.
Oh, okay. That's what we need to talk about.
That's what I need to talk about.
Yes,
I'll tell you what.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
He is.
I'll tell you what, when I get a few minutes, I'll give you a buzz and talk to you a little bit.
Yes. Well, he never did call me, and I gave him my number.
Oh, who's that?
Me.
Oh, me. You know, I want to call you.
You do.
I really do.
Okay.
Hey, Robert.
He's fire police. He's awesome. Okay. Yeah, and I want to get that electric guy,
but I got to. No, well, thank you.
Yeah.
They talked about his lover.
His what?
Islam. Islam.
Oh, no, that's the new one.
Right, that's the new one.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about.
The road, and when they came through.
Well, thank you for
sharing. But he is, let's see, helping.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Sometimes the city, you've had people, you've had businesses beg us to take them to the city.
Yeah.
You know, the DPU.
Okay, brain, wake up. In the
John.
Area.
Yeah.
And it's part of the process.
John, you're registered, aren't you? Vote. You sound like a voter to me. That's what I'm gonna do. I gotta get so many signatures to get back on ballot again there. And, so, here. Don't skip, yeah, don't skip a line.
Okay, on six there, and go across. Okay, signature of where we live.
Yep.
Okay, I got it right here, on six.
You got her?
Yeah.
Did I hear, I come in late, they come in late and clean my room today, right?
Yeah, oh, it's Fred Roy, yeah. Yeah, that's the chief there, yeah, they were.
Yeah, my neighbor come over and help things to get the drains moving too. And it's horrible.
Now, they, yeah. You know, I utilize it a little bit. More like,
Yeah, you're getting a deal then.
For an example, with all this flooding and stuff down here.
You know, it was just.
And I actually. I have a neighbor that.
And I'm sincere. I have my daughter.
Matter of fact, he's in the city of Columbus next door to me.
Yeah.
I said township, please, I think they evicted that.
I never did actually get your address. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know where I live.
I do.
You know the township.
I know the township. I wore out some shoes around here, so.
Thank you.
Well, hey, it's a real pleasure meeting you, by the way.
Likewise.
Yeah, we'll talk some more here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just couldn't fight my neighbors. Since Jerry passed away on 200 pounds in the pantry.
I might well say I've been dead for a couple of years, too, almost.
Well, when Jerry, after when he passed there, they started hammering me all the time, thinking I'm buggle.
So how long has it been, too?
It's been over 2 years. My brother's over a year, and I got his stuff there. So I've been trying to clean things and just start myself some things. So, but the guy next door, I mean, he just told me, I know he's a criminal, but no doubt about that. Him and his mother, but I got enough pictures to go.
Well, you know Gary Horn and them, with that, you know.
Yeah, I know them.
Hey,
go ahead. You're all right. Yeah, I just wanted to drop.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
that.
Way,
my number's on there. You guys can get a hold of me, and it should be good.
Here's your electric sucker.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we.
Are the other trustees here still?
Sir.
Are the other trustees here?
Trustees.
Are the other trustees?
Oh, no, he went. Right. He left.
The gentleman that was sitting there, who's that? That was sitting right there at this chair.
Oh, no. The big man?
Yeah.
No. He's her hobby in there.
All right.
Her
still here?
Might as well be boyfriend.
Yeah. What about Gary Horn? You said about something about Gary Horn.
Oh, Gary Horn, yeah. Oh, they sold their place.
I found out I went down there.
Oh, like, did you?
A couple weeks ago at his house.
Uh-huh.
Because I need something soldered, welded. And they told me, and I kind of remember then him going out there.
Uh-huh.
Because
well, I didn't know he was going to sell.
I think it's his daughter. It's been
a year and a half since I stopped there.
Oh, okay.
Because I just couldn't get around.
Well, I think that he's.
I'm going to use the guy's bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I knew, you know, of course, I knew them all, you know. And I don't know. Now, they sold the business, too. You know, the bearing business.
They got that big sign.
Yeah. Well, it's still Babbitt.
Well, Gary's, I mean, they got the business there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Gary and Brenda moved out in the country. They live down near Charlotte.
Well, that's where their daughter is.
Too. Yeah.
Because their daughter married Ronnie. Yeah.
Son of a gun. Okay, well, it was an interesting meeting today, anyway.
Our road sucks real bad.
We haven't had this fun meeting for a while.
I gotta go home and get something done.
Well, me too. I do too. One is
they
good.
Were talking about raccoons and that you cannot trap. I checked wildlife because I got a lot of raccoons.
Oh, do you?
And
I've got.
They're very aggressive, too.
I know they are.
Well,
but I asked some wildlife people, you can trap them, but you got to take them out.
Take them out somewhere.
On your property.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I said, well, about killing them. She says, not really. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that they could bite me, and you say, I'm not going to shoot it?
Yeah.
I carry it. I'm not out nighttime. I got a gun, loaded gun, between him and my neighbor.
Well, John next door to me drives me insane. Of course, he's been sick too now.
Who?
My neighbor next door. Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Patty, you be good.
What?
If you don't be good, name it after me.
I'm old for that.
Have you ever met one of the wards here?
We talked.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Anyway, she's...
I'm a little old for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I wanted to start meeting. I can't hardly make this.
Yeah.
Get you guys maybe down on the street there and clean that mess.
They're having their meetings here now. You know that, don't you? She's having her meeting here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not like you guys can get lost.
I don't know why. I never even thought about that before. You're the one that came up with the idea of coming here or somebody. Yeah, you did. It had to be you. It had to be you. It
had to be.
I haven't got to sing to Juanita in 2 years. Yeah, her man died, Paul. I was away. Yeah, I was in the army. Yeah, I went off. I'll tell you, I went off. Yeah, I went off to the army.
Oh.
I went off to the army, Patty. And when I come back, you got white headed. She lost her man. Excuse me.
Now he's coming in.
Oh, it's a good thing you're gone.
I'm not very fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Things change.
Yeah.
Well, I
got to
get
going.
Yeah,
you
so do I.
I want to see him clean my road.
Yeah. Bye again. Take care, baby. Okay.
Let my son know I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And I'm
getting
hands your pipe.
Yep, I'm gonna. I've got a note made about Jan here. I wanna get into that and see if I can help on it.
Keep on the prayer.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm out of here.
But anyway, I kinda like it you get to come down here now and stuff. That's pretty cool, really.
It's very nice. Wish we had the attendance that you guys have.
Yeah.
Just frustrates me.
Well,
to no end.
That don't come easy, really. I mean, you just have to.
It does.
Yeah.
We have two communities that I reach out to specifically through our group because they have groups, Facebook groups. And my community itself, I think our Facebook group has 842 members.
Yeah.
I don't know about Willow Creek.
Well, it's, yeah. Yeah.
They'd rather go on Facebook and...
That's what they mostly do, for sure. Okay, well, you take care.
All right, looks like these are extras. I'm going to put my extras over here.
Oh, yeah. Put it over there. Nicole always takes good care of stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I won't be going with this guy again. He said it was clean energy, he is one of them, he represents, and that's the one that he represents. I mean, I don't doubt what he says. You've just got to be diligent in figuring out going the right direction.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I thought I was because I relied on what that guy told me.
Yeah.
Never again.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All righty.
Molly.
Yeah.
That was fun out here today.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get in trouble because they told the enforcement person that they were going to be moving along. They were just
saying that you should stay over here.
So they're not. But what I would suggest is, from what I remember of doing that aerial view, the house way back here, I have all the trees. I would suggest moving that RV way further back. Maybe even behind the house, if that is
possible. It's not just
hit the light switch and it's
but open right here. It doesn't work like that.
Good. That's real good. No, I don't have to worry about it. Just leave this place in shambles when I leave, or what?
It's tough that way.
Like a bunch of firemen that come through here. Put the place a wreck.
It's better that way, you just get them out. We'll clean up the mess, you guys just go. The Cummins invoice, there where I said to repay Scoot.
Just can't give you that back, we're gonna take credit for you. We can get rid of that.
What did you do this in?
I just put it in here, no, gosh, I just put it in your box.
When?
Yesterday.
When, here yesterday.
I know, but it's in your mailbox, I see, it's in there, you had your mailbox.
Oh, this pile.
She's got piles, you gotta get the right pile.
Yeah, sorry.
You've been wrong a long time, Ken.
I know.
Nobody does anything when you're wrong, just so you know.
No, I know.
Yeah, that one there, well, that's just it.
There you go, wasn't even touched, Ken.
I'll take it back and get it taken care of.
Okay, thank you. I sent you some PO.
Oh, but there's some, but she does need some off here, though, hold on.
She want that, don't you know?
Yeah, she'll need that, because we gotta fix that account here.
Oh, yeah. Can you write a note to fix the account with the Cummins?
What's wrong with it?
They got switched to credit card instead of that dirty.
Somebody's warranty work, some other company paid for the credit card.
Yeah.
And then they switched our account over to credit card, so now he can put up there like, just bill it, they'll have charges credit card.
So they need to send us like an application or something again?
I don't know, you might be able just to call up here and fix it, I don't know.
So I need to check it out?
But I got you, that'll be not just in case.
Okay, yes.
Great.
It's not one of my favorites sitting right there.
No, I get it.
He is not one of my favorites.
I get it. I'm gonna go investigate this one.
Alright.
So I got this invoice, this got paid with ARP funds.
Yeah.
There's the freight, there's the trainer, we already received these things. But I don't know why they, I don't have the invoice, it's ARP money.
Alright.
Are you able to look that invoice up?
Yeah, I can check it out.
And see if we already paid it, or why we didn't pay for the trainer and the freight. Maybe it wasn't on the original invoice, I didn't pay it, and I didn't make a copy or something.
Okay, and so, do you remember what the whole thing was for? Seven, well, let's just see if it's still open. Is this PO, that, this would be a part of that, right?
Yes, yeah, it's listed right in there, same prices.
Right.
I don't know why, because I know we got, I thought we got invoice for all of this already. But I don't have that, my read only doesn't give me an ARP.
What is that?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
All right, excuse me. Doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good, good.
Okay.
was a blanket, you know?
No, it's just a regular. It's just incorporating all these different things.
So, because we can't pay, we can only pay Stryker if it's a Stryker PO. We can't pay anybody else out of that. See what I'm saying? So, is it 474? So we still have $1,700 left to pay this. Okay. And then, so there's the 701.39. So is his bill $1,000?
No, it was supposed to be $1,100 for 11 people, so.
Okay, so there's $1,000 left.
Oh, right here is $1,000.
Yeah.
So for training.
Right, so that makes sense. So when I pay this 701.
So we're gonna have to close that and get a different.
And then you'll have to recreate a new one under the company that's doing the training. Okay. So once I get, let me just write, do you want me to give you a copy of this? Or I can post you.
No.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do, is I'm gonna put on here to close. Cause when I do this, I'm gonna pay and then I'm gonna close. And then if you can send me the request for the $1,100 or whatever it's gonna cost for training.
Well, let me give a Steve and see how many dudes he wants to train. Cause he keeps fluctuating now, they've just added more EDs.
Right, so that $1,000 is dwindling very quickly.
$1,000 might not.
It's not gonna cover it, yeah.
It's probably gonna have more than 10 cops.
So, yes. Pay and close. And so you know that at least if there's $1,000 deducted of the ARP money. And so if we're gonna have to appropriate more, then we may have to appropriate some more. So I think all they did with the supplemental was the money to buy the new EDs. They didn't add training in there.
No, because the training, all, it's just training the people, so it doesn't sound like per.
Right. So if we only had $1,000 and we need to train five more people, then we probably won't really see that. So, yeah, but I will get this paid.
And then my last question is there a PO number for 911? For ARP funding for 3 cents a year? I just happened to find
it. And it's for what company?
911, please, on the posting. Just on my own.
I believe so.
Okay, I just.
Right there, 911, please, it's $11,000.
$11,000.
You need that PO number?
Use for.
I'll print you a copy.
That way I can just.
I did that one.
I just keep that one with these ARP funds, but I can't see anything.
No.
Send me the.
Right, and I.
Yeah, probably they got put in.
I believe it then. And then I get back, and then it's like, gotcha.
And more of them.
Yeah, and the thing is, I wasn't really, like, honestly, if I didn't take the test, really with them.
Oh, really?
I had a head cold.
Yeah.
I know, Harvey knows.
Yep.
And it just was irritating me more than anything else. I don't normally, like, cough.
Really?
I've always cough drops over. It's driving me nuts. I know they don't appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought, man, maybe I should just test myself, cause I'm trying to, I'm annoying myself, I gotta be annoying others. And I was absolutely, because I didn't feel well when I was doing my payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel well Tuesday, I didn't feel well Wednesday, so I kept pushing along. I mean, it wasn't terrible, you know, just runny nose, blow my nose, just snotting and carrying on. So I got payroll done on that Thursday night, and my test, I was actually shocked when it came back. Mm-hmm. And then I took a second one. I'm like, you gotta be. I was like, man, this sucks. And then Mike caught it, and then that was the end of me coming back. I ended up testing negative by Wednesday morning. I was negative.
Yeah.
And but then Mike was not. And he's packing and coughing and snotting and wheezing. And I mean, rattling. And it was just way worse than mine. And then Steve said, oh, no, you're exposed. You can't come in here. I'm like, okay, well then, I can't come in
here. Mike seems okay today.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, he's had several negative tests now. But he just, when it hit him, even though it's like short ran,
yeah.
It just like
took. I don't even know what it said.
Yeah.
The CDC still said it's a bunch of stuff, and they haven't passed any new resolution. Mm-hmm. So.
It's supposed to be 5 days, like seclusion or whatever they call that. And then 5 days when you hit negative, it's 5 days you can come back to work with a mask on. So when I hit negative on Wednesday, I thought, okay, I can come back. But then Mike had it. And Steve's get it again because you are exposed to him. So anyway, yeah, anywho, that's why I took forever to get back here, and then I passed for vacation day for yesterday. So that's why I wasn't here. Well, that was 3 weeks ago. And of course it fell right back to back to back with all this.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I had COVID, I wouldn't have went.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't take it, but no.
Absolutely. 12 doesn't hurt.
Went off on my little girl weekend without him. So it was out.
Oh, nice.
It was really great. It was really nice. I went to State of Delaware to see my family out there.
Oh, yeah.
The beach.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Water was too cold, but the beach was nice.
Yeah.
Just get in the sun. Shop there.
Absolutely.
That's an around.
I like it. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, me too, but I knew I was coming back to like
files.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just dug out from vacation and now files again.
So. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What you got?
All right. So, you paid your little. Hey, the storm right in front of the firehouse is backing up.
Hotel.
And I've been dealing with it for 10 years. I'm sick of it. And the neighbors across the street, they're running businesses out of there. This is basically just a forum to cry about your neighbors.
Go over there and tell Jim right now.
I know.
He's
going to lose his mind.
Well, they
approve all the time.
It's all done ACH.
Yeah, so you can see if it got sent or if it gets back.
So somewhere the hospital is her mother.
I'll do it.
Because that's what we were trying to figure out. If you got shorted.
Because
I knew you paid.
Jim here was coming though. He was out back. I saw him right before. I was walking in.
You
and he was walking out like.
They didn't send her mother back.
He's like, I'll probably kill that lady. I see she's here. I'm not going in there.
Yes, they've been double paid.
Yes.
But
so
she can't find
out
anywhere on any of
the. Yeah, well, there he is right there. Hey, the storm drain in front of 192.
Oh, God.
It's backing up. And my yard's full of water up there.
I really don't give a fuck.
You remember the day service?
Oh, they changed the hydrants from one side of the street to the other. So when they put the hydrant on the other side of the street,
for some reason,
sinkhole.
I don't have
the storm drain sinking or something.
We didn't know anything. They are not.
When the truck D working,
when MMO.
Is that what he said?
Whatever.
Oh, I was going to say.
Stop. He stating that I'm called in about.
He did not.
I was going to say, because this goes all the way back to December 14th, and there's not a single call from that.
And that dude had a list. He had a list of bitches.
Like
there's too many ground logs.
Brian,
my neighbor, you can't get in her house, which we have no authority over.
Is this a?
I was just gonna say.
I have two sheds.
But is this? Because the same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
It don't matter to him. It don't matter.
Is this a test that she's had that
this? Oh, this was her.
Remember when you went out of county?
Is it the same test?
No, this was she's in nursing school, down on West Park, immunizations.
Yeah.
You called something like that. And I think of what she had to do on the left. It's trashy for Hep B.
Okay.
And I think that's where they paid just like all of it, like $400, $556. And then they sent
the things he's talking
that,
about.
The MMO.
The edge of the road to that fence, John. That's all I got.
But they did send
that's
all
I can
next do to that. Right. They just take it back.
Said a doctor. And when was that
date? That one was 3/28. I've got on the schedule for the next 2 days.
And then what is the charge?
I don't know. Hey, it'll probably come up for me on that. That would be county weights and measures. Where he's talking about the trucks down on Lane. Well, I can't wait that one.
And on the
this
place with signs, road signs.
You can't stop going all little, not you. Because the business is the end of the road.
This side of little. This side of little is where I just got a little suspicion.
Yeah.
then it'll be double that.
It's that whole list of shit.
In that, right, that the service number is what I need, and so let me do a little bit of looking back on the HR agreements. Because they do break it down by employee and dependent. Doesn't tell me what the service was. But I do get the date of service, I do get the date. So I'm gonna be looking for the date and an amount close to this number.
Yes.
There's
only two places in Dublin.
Okay, so I will look these up and see what I can find out.
Memory care.
I'm gonna look at the payments and see what we paid out.
And doing the Alzheimer's dementia.
And if I don't find anything, or if you find something, I'll let you know either way.
Hey, chances are, we do have one here in Grove City. There's a place in Grove City.
And he was pretty appreciative of that place. And that was all Alzheimer's dementia.
So at any time next week. I just wanted to meet you today.
But I'm mad how you.
So I'll come down here and see you and get the end of.
I know. It's like I have my little.
Yeah. I've been filing appeals left and right. And then the people that you file the appeal to, they read to you what this place is sending them.
That's so much to do.
Oh, he can walk 50 foot with moderate. He doesn't.
She just wanted to make sure, like,
are you kidding me?
What place are you looking at?
Here, and then they.
That's from my brother.
I mean, everybody.
You're the township.
I'm working out at my job.
Right, we paid automatic, so.
Yeah, and that's why I figured this.
It's something that they pay her back.
Because they wouldn't do a better man, because that part is not clear to them.
That makes sense.
So she had to pay that a month, so we'll figure it out. I would pay them a month, and I can probably work out and figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get it worked through.
Yeah, I should have come in.
That would have been good, I just don't know why they're not sending it.
Could have been WWE.
Yeah, there's something.
Wrestling match.
It would have been one side.
Royal Roman.
Something that's taking it.
It would have been one side. Well, it was easier when I was had. So that, and it gets to be a problem.
But because of this, I told you I was gonna try to.
Right, sure.
Alrighty, dear, I'm glad you're feeling better.
All is well down at Drew, 192.
I got guys.
So far.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be back. I mean, honestly, it sounds kind of silly, but you know, you can just go stir crazy for so long.
Absolutely.
And I literally only took the test just because I started to, my nose was starting with, and this cough at the head.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I just can't get that to go away. And then when I tested, I'm like,
no, you're not.
I mean, it's good that I am vaccinated, so it was more of just like.
10 years of this lady, I'm trying to get this done.
Like I go to bed.
Mike,
she said.
He did.
That's good.
But he has respiratory issues anyway. He's bad for a long time.
That's why you get shot.
And it's much worse for him. So I thought he was going to have to go to hospital. I really did. But there are times I'm hearing he's breathing.
Oh, I know. I got to quit thinking about that.
You can hear that rattling in there.
That can't be all right.
Yeah,
he was here. I'll let you know. Oh, yes, he's
on. I do want to know.
It's so funny because he threw the aggregate guy off. Because
I do want to know.
Aggregate guy up here talk about.
I'll definitely let you know what he's
doing.
But as long as you're okay with me taking a vacation day, I'm going to take a vacation day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
You're entitled to that.
Little Franklin's house, you know anything about Etna out east.
You're entitled to that.
Well, because Etna puts their.
It just bothered me. It just went to shit.
And my husband watched it.
Plus.
Because it's like
our. Scooter?
He's like, man, that's like the exact same thing we got going on. And our chairman knows their chairman, so they you can hear her saying, she'll say something the exact same thing. And you're like, puke. I'm like, lady, you had better get far away from this man. But, so Mike likes to listen to him.
Maybe they'll.
I mean, I think people realize that our utility bills are not going down. They're going way up, and you're going to have to pick a provider.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You don't have to.
You don't have a choice. You're right. I mean, but if they want it to go down, they need to pick a provider.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you stay where you're at, you're going to pay 56% increase. Yeah,
nothing says you have to. This just gives you the chance, the choice.
Right, and you can't opt out, even if the township goes wide with it. Mm-hmm. You can still opt out.
Yep.
So just it'd be interesting to see if they would vote it back through.
Oh well.
All right, we're gonna dig through my piles.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right, dear. I will see you later. I'll let you get back to work.
All right, no problem.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call me next week or send me a text message or something.
I will.
Thanks.
Thank you.